All right. Hebrews 10:26 says this: "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." So a lot of people will try to use this portion of scripture to teach that you can lose your salvation, right? Because when they read this verse, they interpret it as, well, if we're living in willful sin, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. In other words, you're not going to have forgiveness. But again, back to my prior point when we're talking about divorce, when you study subjects in the Bible, you have to take a holistic approach to it. You got to see what the whole entire Word of God says. Because what is he referring to? When he says there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, he's not referring to the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. Obviously, the callback is to the literal animal sacrifices of the Old Testament. Now, let me just give you a brief description of how that worked in the Old Testament, okay? Under the Mosaic law, the Levitical law, there were animal sacrifices. And these animal sacrifices, according to the Bible, were made to atone for the sins of man, okay? Now, these were daily sins. The sins of the flesh, the sins of the body, okay? In other words, if a person committed a sin, for example, they defrauded their brother, or, you know, they lusted, or they stole, whatever it may have been, any type of sin, they were required to make a burnt offering of a lamb or of a goat. The high priest would come and lay his hands upon the goat and put the sins upon that person, upon that goat. And, you know, they would either sacrifice it or it would become a scapegoat. But they were to offer a literal animal for the sins of the flesh. Okay. Now, let me explain something. This does not mean that they were getting saved like every single day. Okay. Because obviously the Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And Abraham came before the Mosaic law. So that means that Abraham was saved by faith because he believed God. It was counted unto him for righteousness. David, who's still under that Old Testament law, he described the blessedness of the man to whom the Lord imputeth righteousness without works, saying, "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord, you know, whose sins are covered, whose iniquities are forgiven," so on and so forth, you know, "to whom the Lord will not impute sin." So he's under that Levitical law of animal sacrifices. So here's the thing. People got saved by believing on the Lord in the Old Testament. But as far as the atonement for the daily sins that they would commit, the carnal ordinance that was imposed upon them during that time was for them to offer an animal sacrifice for the daily sins. This is why sacrifices were made in the morning, at night, weekly, monthly. Why? Because people sin every single day. Now, we don't have that today now, do we? But what do we have today? We have 1 John 1:9 that says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." In the Old Testament, you would offer the animal sacrifice. You would go to the high priest and he would confess your sins on your behalf upon that goat. Well, in the New Testament, we have a better mediator, which is established upon better promises. Jesus Christ has now taken the place of the high priest, and we as the royal priesthood are able to go to Jesus Christ and basically receive the forgiveness of daily sins that we commit. Now, God has forgiven us of all of our sins, past, present, and future, so that we don't receive the punishment of hell. But if we don't want to receive the punishment on this earth for the sins that we do on a daily basis, the Bible says we are supposed to confess our sins, to forsake them, to receive that. So when the Bible says, if we sin willfully after that we receive the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. He says you can no longer offer a burnt offering for your daily sins that you commit. That's no longer valid because now we're in the New Testament, which the Bible also describes as the New Covenant.